Oh! The needle went up to 60. How many fingers, Winston?
4. 4. What else can I say? 4.
The needle must have risen again, but he did not look at it. The heavy, stern face and the 4 fingers filled his vision. The fingers stood up before his eyes like pillars, enormous, blurry, and seeming to vibrate, but unmistakably. 4. How many fingers, Winston?
4. Stop it! Stop it! How can you go on? 4. 4.
How many fingers, Winston?
5. 5. 5.
No, Winston. That is no use. You are lying. You still think there are 4. How many fingers, please?
4. 5. 4. Anything you like. Only stop it. Stop the pain.
Abruptly, he was sitting up with O'Brien's arm around his shoulders. He had perhaps lost consciousness for a few seconds. The bonds that held his body down were loosened. He felt very cold. He was shaking uncontrollably. His teeth were chattering. The tears were rolling down his cheeks. For a moment he clung to O'Brien like a baby, curiously comforted by the heavy arm round his shoulders. He had the feeling that O'Brien was his protector, that the pain was something that came from outside, from some other source, and that it was O'Brien who would save him from it. "You're a slow learner, Winston," said O'Brien gently.
"How can I help it?" he blubbered. "How can I help seeing what is in front of my eyes? 2 and 2 are 4.
"Sometimes, Winston. Sometimes they're 5. Sometimes they're 3. Sometimes they are all of them at once. You must try harder. It's not easy to become sane." He laid Winston down on the bed. The grip on his limbs tightened again. But the pain had ebbed away, and the trembling had stopped, leaving him merely weak and cold. O'Brien motioned with his head to the man in the white coat, who had stood immobile throughout the proceedings. The man in the white coat bent down and looked closely into Winston's eyes, felt his pulse, laid an ear against his chest, tapped here and there. Then he nodded to O'Brien. "Again," said O'Brien. The pain flowed into Winston's body. The needle must be at 70, 75. He had shut his eyes this time. He knew that the fingers were still there, and still 4. All that mattered was somehow to stay alive until the spasm was over. He had ceased to notice whether he was crying out or not. The pain lessened again. He opened his eyes. O'Brien had drawn back the lever. "How many fingers, Winston?"
4. I suppose there are 4. I would see 5 if I could. I'm trying to see 5.
"Which do you wish? To persuade me that you see 5, or to really see them?"
"Really to see them."
"Again," said O'Brien.